朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
所以家是我们蒙爱的地方。
So this family is a place where we are blessed.
我们在这里得到包容。
That we are accepted.
我们在这里得到鼓舞。
And we are encouraged.
我们在这里得到安慰。
And we are comforted.
家是我们休息的地方。
And our home is a place where we rest.
所以我们每次在外面的时候，都说金窝银窝比不上家里的狗窝，比不上自己的狗窝，对不对
？And we often when we travel, we see all these wonderful places that can't compare to my house.
所以一个多礼拜前开车的时候，我以前都听这话没有，金窝银窝比不上自己的狗窝。
And this Chinese term says that this bed of gold and silver cannot compare to the dog house that I live in. Have you heard that before?
我们还听过没有？都没听过。
Said, no, I've never heard those terms.
我现在觉得哇，这个中文实在是很有意思。
So you see, these Chinese proverbs, they're indeed wonderful.
这个狗窝还不是光只是指的那个外面的 building 跟住家。
And when we use the term the dog house, that doesn't just simply define what we live, the actual house we live in.
而就像人家说的，男人 build the house, 女人 make the home.House and home are not the same.
So you can hear the term, the man builds a house, the woman makes it a home. It's quite different, the house and a home. Our home attracts us, not simply because the building, because the building may not compare to other people's houses. But when we come home, it's different.
我想你们都可以做见证，我到你们家，我从来不怀疑是打开冰箱吃东西。
You guys all know, right? When I go to your home, I don't casually go to your refrigerator open and eat whatever I want.
但是你们来我家，我就不知道吃不吃，我要吃我就打开冰箱吃。
When you guys come to my house, I open the fridge very casual. I say, come on, eat all you want.
家其实是真的是人这一生里面花时间最长而且最重要的生活环境。
So this home is the environment, the place that we spend most of our time in.
对全家每一个人都有责任，要让这个家真的成为我们享受的地方。
Every member of this home has a responsibility to make it a place of enjoyment and blessing.
要让他能够享受，要充满爱。
And a place that is full of love that can be enjoyed.
圣经上说，神就是爱，我们能爱，因为神先爱我们。
The scripture says that God is love. We're able to love because God first loved us.
要离开神去讲爱。没有真爱的，那是不是考验？
And apart from God, you can't really talk about true love. It cannot be tested and tried.
我们彼此相爱，并不代表我们会爱神。
But we love each other doesn't mean that we can love God.
可是当我们真正爱神的时候，我们一定彼此相爱。
But if we really love God, we will really love each other.
对，我们要在主的面前追求，让这个家真的成为我们享受的地方。
So this is something we ought to pursue and work out that this would be a place of blessing.
英国有个养鸡场啊。
And there's a chicken farm in England.
那个鸡呢？不是所有的鸡都下蛋的，这个大概只有百分之几十下蛋，其他鸡都不下蛋的。
And not all the hens will lay eggs, so there's a problem.
有一些这个鸡场的这个儿子长大了，他结婚娶了个媳妇了。
And so the son, the owner of the farm, he grew up, he married and found a wife.
哦，这个媳妇很快乐，然后很有爱心，很喜欢唱歌。
And she was full of love, and she loves to sing, and she's happy all the time.
哦，她每次去喂鸡的时候，她就很快乐，她就唱歌给他们听。
So every time she goes and feed the chicken, she would just sing to them, and she'd be all happy and smiling.
很稀奇的，报纸上说。有爱就有蛋，有一本书叫做《有爱就有羊》哈，就是它是有爱就有蛋。
And we discovered that when there is love, there are eggs.
哦，这些母鸡生蛋率突然增加到90%。
And the hens, they begin to lay eggs. 90% of the hens begin to lay eggs.
所以在家里面多一点爱，你会发现这个家真享受。
So if you have more love in your family, you begin to discover there's something of enjoyment.
这个我不是我编来的。
I actually read this in the newspaper. I didn't make the story up.
在家里面充满有爱，就会充满歌声，就会充满喜乐。
So there's love, it's full of singing, and it's full of joy.
我们全家在神的爱中，我们一起爱神，我们一起相爱。
So the entire family, the love of God, we come to love Him together, and we love each other.
要光看到自己的伤痕。
Don't just look at your own wounds.
就像Roger Ernie 说的，不要被你过去的历史一直追着。
And just as Brother Ernie assured with us, do not allow your past history to chase you.
勇敢的起来，靠着神的恩典。
Courageously, by God's grace, rise up.
把神的爱、神的祝福、神的旨意带进你的家去。
And to bring forth God's love, God's blessings, and God's will into our family.
让他们因着你蒙爱，也享受神的爱。
And because you are are loved by God, and they may enjoy your love for them.
And
because you know God, they have the opportunity to know God as well. And because you are living in the will of God, the entire family may rise up and live in the will of God. We ought all to receive this challenge. And we all have to receive this responsibility. We have the responsibility to make our home a better place. And secondly, this home is a place of growth, a school for us. We learn how to eat. That's the first place when you have your first meal. And you learn how to crawl. Aaron, in his younger days, he didn't know how to crawl, so he tried to. He's not here, so I can tease him a little bit. So he's learning to sit, and he would fall over from time to time. And he learns to stand, he begins to learn to walk. The very fundamental things in life, we learn them in our home. A lot of experts tell us that before the age of 5, our personality and our characters are established. And I want to remind all the parents, don't ever think that my kid is still too young. They're not young at all. These little guys, they know a lot more than you think they do. And before the age of 5, their personality and their person is established. And don't think that, oh, when they get a little older, then I'll spend the time with this other person. And the stubbornness is becoming harder and harder to turn. If they suffer under the age of 5, you try to bend their will, how is it possible when they get older? So again, our home is a place, a school for us to grow. And our personality is being formed. And our habits are being developed. Our relationship with others, and learning to how to establish them. Our knowledge and our relationship with God is also beginning. So, brothers, you need to know how important this family is. And when we're growing, all these things become important. Our personalities, our habits, our relationship with others, our viewpoints, are these things all very important? It's far more important than getting 10 A's. Brothers, we need to care about these things. And our family is a place of a measure, a test for the quality of our spiritual life. And how much you actually weigh is revealed in your house. And when you're outside of that environment, people praise you, people say how wonderful you are. It doesn't mean that you're necessarily worthy of such a praise. Because your true picture, your true person is revealed in your family. No one walks that deep into our lives and allow us to walk that deep into their lives as to our family members. And when people on the outside, when they offend you, you know, you can kind of subdue it and say, oh, it's okay, not a problem. And then if your kid comes and accidentally steps on your foot, you get in a rage and just wants to discipline them. And when you go to someone's house and the food is burnt, he said, oh, it's okay, not a problem. It tastes pretty good anyways. And then when you're at home and then you would complain, how come everything's always burnt? There's a very big mega church in Korea. The pastor said one day his wife started to pack and said, I'm moving out.
但是你要搬到哪去啊？
The pastor said, where are you going to move?
我要搬到讲台上。
So I'm going to move to the pulpit.
但是因为在你在讲台上像个天使，也回到家像个魔鬼。
Because on the pulpit, you are just like an angel, but when you come home, you're like the devil himself.
站在讲台上，所有人都夸奖他，电视照他，广播传播他。
So this pastor, when he stands up there, you know, he's broadcast nationwide, and everybody knows him. He's a really wonderful guy. But at home, the wife says, I'm moving out to the pulpit. So he repented before that. Again, when we're at home, it's the place, the condition where we're truly measured, our true person is revealed.
一方面在外面别人也不会那样对我
and yes, when you're outside, people won't offend you that way. But it seems like when you're at home, these things happen all the time. And there was a person, he's coming to the 30-year anniversary for his school celebration. It was very important to him. Regularly, he's usually very...with his money, but that particularly meant he would have bought a pair of socks. So I'm going to go see friends that I've known for 30 years. So he bought a pair of pants that were on sale, but it was 10 inches longer than what is centimeters longer. He comes home and talks to his mom. He says, Mom, can you please tailor the pants for me? And the mom says, oh, I don't feel very well today. I can't do it. And he knows his wife is very busy, but he ran and said, can you please help me and tailor my pants for me? So as he expected, his wife says, oh, I'm too busy, I can't help you today. So he went to his daughter, which is kind of like fully grown up, and said, daughter, can you please help me? And the daughter says, no, I can't do it, Dad, I had a date tonight. So he was really sad, he said, okay, tomorrow I'll just wear my old pants.So the mother felt real bad and said, well, it's the first time my son asked me. So she woke up and tailored that 10 centimeter off the pants. You guys are all smiling already. You might have said something. So the wives began to think, oh, my husband is real poor. And she picked up the pants and took on another 10 centimeters. But the daughter comes home and feels so bad. How can I do that to my dad? So she ran and picked up the pants and took off another 10 centimeters. So the next morning, he put on his capris. Did he complain? He was so excited. He put on those new pants and he went to that. I want to show off to all my friends. There are three women that love me so much. He called that pair of shorts the shorts of love. You guys laugh. I want to see how many brothers are asking for those pants. Jackie raised her dad's hands. My brother James has four women in the household, so you can imagine how short his pants are going to be. There are actually dogs that love
each other.
A couple of holes in it too. And again, our family is the place where we are measured. And you tell your kids, I'll clean up your room and you help them out. After 2 hours, you look, it's completely a mess. So again, this home is so precious. And it's not just to help them, but to help them to be more disciplined in their lives.
房间对我跟小雪讲说，我说爸爸妈妈现在给你这么漂亮的房间，要保持干净哦。
And I one day I spoke to Joshua. I said, Joshua, now you got this wonderful, beautiful room. That you gotta keep it neat and clean, okay?
他说你的房间马上关门，听到没有？听到没有？
And then, his roommate, his mom just said, Did you hear that? Did you hear that?And this entire family, this home requires everyone to pitch in to make it good. And we certainly ask God to help each family to be a
helper.
And again, our family lives is a perfect example of our church life.And this small family is like a small church. And the parents and their children, just like our Heavenly Father and their children. And as the Father needs to teach and discipline their kids according to the will of this Heavenly Father.Just as what the Heavenly Father is doing in our lives. And children need to obey their parents in all things. And to honor their parents. As we are to honor our Heavenly Father. And the parents love their children. And the children honor and love their parents.And this is a very small example of what the church ought to be. The husband and wife is like the church and the Christ. And the intimacy, the love that we have with our Lord. And between siblings, it's just like brothers and sisters at church. And the testimony that a family brings is really foundational to the testimony that a church will bring. If you don't have a very excellent home, you won't have a very excellent
home.
On the other hand, the more blessed the church is, the more.Blessed these families will be.
And
we certainly ask that every family would be healthy and every family would be blessed before God. And yes, then the church would be able to move forward in God's will. And at the other hand, we ask God, He will elevate the capacity of our church life. And this is the place that we are all strengthened, that we could go home and establish our home. And I say again, if you love your family, it doesn't necessarily mean that you will love God. But if you really love God, you will love your family. So we all come together and we learn together. And in our hearts, we all long for a family. And a lot of times we are weak, we fall, and we're tempted by the world. And in the depth of our being, we need a family, we need love. And you heard this famous story before in Spain, in Madrid, Spain, there was a young man that left his home. And in his days of rebellion, he just didn't care for his home and he just left. And so his father went out through the big streets and the small alleys to search for his son. So the father went and started posting signs and said, My dear son, Parker.I will wait for you on this particular day, at this particular hour, at a particular site. If you see this note, please come. And your mom and dad, who loves you, is thinking of you all the time. And at that particular hour, the father went to that site. And there were 800 people.800 kids who were just wandering, they went to that exact location. and they were all running about, but they really wanted a home. And they know that this house or this world cannot give them the true comfort and care that they long for. So dear brothers and sisters, we ask God to help us. When we hear about our family,
when
we do not only hear about the things that this world esteems as good,
and
our kids will study well, we have a good income, and we have a wonderful house. But this home that we want to build up,
back to the Bible, back to the beginning.
It's back to the Bible and back to the beginning. And God's original command for the blessedness of a family. An entire family will be blessed. An entire family will love God. An entire family will love each other. An entire family will stand before God to serve this great and awesome God. So that day when Joshua cried out, let's read it together. In all the days of your life, these idols would tempt you along the way. This verse, you see that there are gods on the other side of the river. But there are also gods of the Amorites here. In other words, there are idols surrounding you to draw you to serve them. But the challenge that we face is something that we have to deal with every single day. Who is our Lord? Who are we serving? Joshua's great proclamation, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
He
said, as for me, and he used himself as the example. He himself has to sit in that first chair. Or else he cannot change his family. He cannot influence his household. But not only himself. He says, that's for me and my house. He included his entire family. Every single one that he knows. Every person that God has given him. And thirdly, we will serve the Lord. And this is a resolve, a determination.
That you have so great men as well, and feeble men as wishes.
Great men have wills, but feeble men have wishes. A great person has a very strong will and a very great resolve. And those who are weak, they simply just wish. Rest assured, we're going to rise up. We're going to pray for our family. The entire household will serve God. We're going to come and sing that last song together. Ask the worship team to please
stop.
We ask all the family members to just sit together with your family. And we want the entire family to be together.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，欢迎你给我们来信分享收听后的感想，也欢迎你在我们活在耶稣里福音网站收听和收看其他的节目。愿神的话语祝福你的新生命。